At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I mean, not really.
I'm trying to make this one busier than the big show. I'll do it live. Actually, I'm going to have Amy from Four Things do it live.
Do it. Tell her. Tell her to do the intro.
She doesn't even know how to do it. It's not easy. That was actually pretty good. Did you hear
it? Wow, Amy, that was good.
I'll do it live.
From the west side.
She got embarrassed. All right. I'm doing it live, just like Amy said. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Sizzin from the North, alpha male, live on the west side of Nashville. I'm a massive Titans fan on the weekend shotgun, the White Claws. May have to take a couple weekends off after that tough Titans loss. Still licking my wounds. One of my favorite players on the team, KB. Guys, over to you.
Hey, Kevin Byard, dude. We're supposed to get him on the phone later.
KB, I mean, do you think he actually calls?
I say no show.
Yeah. I mean, we've had it in the past where people were supposed to call and then they canceled the last minute. Who was the big guest we were supposed to? Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, Keyshawn.
And then he canceled last minute.
Kirk Herbstreit. I don't know if we were ever booked for him.
No, I don't think. I think that was the
big show.
Mike Tyson.
No. We never had Mike Tyson. We never had him booked.
No, that'd be Full Send podcast. They get him.
Yeah, and I don't know. But, hey, AFC Championship this weekend. Pitts is on his way to KC. He's hitting the open road.
Hey, real talk. How much money does this guy spend on these football tickets?
I honestly don't know.
Like, it's ridiculous. He's got to spend so much money on travel, these
tickets. Well, he's got to buy a new car next year because he's traveled. I don't know how far it is to Kansas City, but
it's crazy, dude.
It's like 10 hours, right? So he's driving 20 hours. 9 times, 10 times, 11 times this season.
Well, and I know he says, like, oh, brother, I don't got kids, brother. You know, I don't got expenses, brother. It's just me, myself, and I.
Electric bill.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You still got to pay for the gas.
You still have a mortgage. Like,
and then what's crazy. Here's what's crazy that we glossed over in his story from the last game is he didn't even use his season tickets. So he had that ticket. Instead, he bought more expensive tickets to be closer to the field. So he paid triple the amount of money for one ticket.
And you know, if they win the Super Bowl, he's buying like thousands of dollars worth of memorabilia.
Absolutely. I mean, that's when he found Caitlin Snelling, the artist, and then she blew up. And we made
you
so much
fun. That name?
What?
I think about her all the time.
How do you not remember the name? I mean, she is making her name in the art world now.
You're right, Coach.
Van Gogh, Michelangelo, Caitlin Snelling.
Picasso of Kansas City, Ray. Really is. Beautiful.
Hey, well, look, I got to tell you about these TV shows that I ran into.
What did you run into?
So my son calls in sick. You know, he calls
in sick.
Well,
he can call in.
Well, I had to go pick him up because he wasn't feeling well.
Got it.
And as soon as we got home,
let me hit the clip. big show.
As soon as we got home, he was like, oh, Dad, you know what? I think I feel better. And I'm like, okay, well, then let's sit down. What do you want to watch? He's like, let's just watch some of those cool documentaries on ESPN. I'm like, oh, let's go. So we started going down the list. They have these ESPN shorts, right? And the first one I run into is The Real Rocky Balboa. And I was like, okay, let's see the real Rocky Balboa.
And dude, Sylvester Stallone?
Turns out.
I mean, kid's never going to stay home sick again. Know what I'm saying?
Hey, turns out in 1971 or something like that, there was a fight. Muhammad Ali, he's the champion of the world. He comes out and says, hey, it's America. Let's do the what America is, the land of opportunity. Let's give a no-namer a shot to the world champion. He's going to fight me 15 rounds. He fights me, and let's give him a shot of a lifetime. Let's see if he does it. And then this guy, Chuck Wepner, he's a dude out of Boston. He's like a, you know, no-name fighter. He gets the shot. So he goes. He's like, all right, it's Muhammad Ali versus the nobody, Chuck Wepner, whatever his name is. They go 15 rounds. It's a decision. Muhammad Ali wins. And they're like, whoever this dude was unbelievable. He has the heart of a lion. He is amazing. If fighters were more like him, the sport of boxing.
So Muhammad Ali took it easy on him, right?
Doesn't matter. So ironically, a year later, a movie called Rocky comes out. And it's the story of a no-namer, a dude who gets a shot at the heavyweight title because Apollo Creed, who is a lot like Muhammad Ali, real loudmouth dude, champion of the world, gives this no-namer a chance, and they end up tying. It's a draw because the heart of a lion.
What are the overtime
Rocky
rules?
Balboa, it's the same freaking story. So then this guy, Chuck Wepner.
Good.
Does he sue?
He goes to the movie company. He's like, hey, what's up? What's the deal here, man? Obviously, this is my story. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, Sylvester wants to talk to you. Sylvester's like,
hey, condoms, I don't believe in them.
You inspired me. Like, it's a great, inspiring story. Like, I appreciate it. I want you to come to the premiere. So,
That's it? You get
Chuck
to come to the
goes
damn premiere?
To the premiere. He lives live. Everyone's like, wow, that's cool. This is the real Rocky. He goes to bars. As soon as he walks into bars, people are like, hey, free drinks for Chuck. Hell yeah, champion of the world. That's Rocky Balboa. Shots. Then Rocky 2 comes out. Everyone forgets about Chuck Wepner, but Rocky 2 is a success. Rocky 3, huge success. Rocky 4, he fights a Russian. Dude, the Rocky franchise has made $4 billion.
How much has Chuck Wepner made?
Zero.
Free shots?
Zero. Nothing. It's crazy. Dude, it was like the coolest documentary, but then at the end you're like, dang. And towards like when Sylvester Stallone was doing Rocky 3, he was like, I don't know no Chuck Wepner. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, this was my life story. Dude, it's crazy to see the evolution of Sylvester Stallone denying the fact that Chuck Wepner was the inspiration for Rocky. It's crazy.
Well,
that sounds really good, and I don't even need to watch it now because Eddie just told me the whole
guys,
thing.
Guys, it's about 15 minutes long. You don't need to watch it.
Wait, Coach, it's only 15 minutes?
It's really, they're ESPN shorts or something, ESPN short stories.
Oh, that's not bad. I could do 15 minutes. I'd like to watch that.
Dude, it's fantastic.
You learned all that crap in 15 minutes?
Dude, and then there was another one.
It sounds like they can do documentaries a lot faster than they do then.
Hey, it turns out
that Coach, our truckers are veering.
It turns out that story was so boring, my kid fell asleep.
Exactly.
All right, he started feeling bad again. He
so
fell
then
asleep.
You went
so
to
then
what?
I'm like, no, well, let me go to another
the
one.
The kid went back to school. He's like, this sucks.
He's like, Dad, I'm feeling better. I think I'll just drive myself.
This one was crazy. Back in the 70s.
Oh, God. Coach, did any of these start in the 2000s?
Hey, what was this one called?
Hey, back in the 70s, the Washington Redskins, because they were called that in the 70s, were going to the Super Bowl.
America's football team.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the Admirals.
And the football club comes out and says, we are giving away tickets to the Super Bowl to the Washington Redskins' biggest fans. And what they did, it was really the FBI. And they targeted people with these outstanding warrants. And they individually sent them a letter that said, if they come to the convention center, you're going to get your free Super Bowl tickets. Dude, they had like 200 convicts just show up.
Genius.
They all go into the convention center. There's cameras. There's cheerleaders. There's everything. Like, I'm here for my free tickets. And they're all dudes that are supposed to be in jail. And then they put them in this room and said, all right, here's the big announcement. The doors open up. All these cops run in with guns. Put your hands up. Arrest all of them.
I am going home to watch that today.
They never got to go to the Super Bowl.
Sorry, wife. Can't talk. Now got that, a short.
See, Like, that is a genius thing because people can't resist Super Bowl tickets. Like, that is, you could pull that off today.
Coach was so mean, dude. They were all smiling and laughing.
High-fiving each other. Hey, dude, what's up, man? Hey, don't I know you from the street? Wait a second.
Put your hands up, mother.
Didn't you do that job?
Hilarious. And then they're interviewing him on the way out. Like, the camera's showing him. They're all like, it's messed up, man. It's messed up, man. I want to go to the Super Bowl, man. Stupid, man. Anyway, those are cool. Two cool documentaries that I
really
saw.
That's really funny.
All on ESPN Plus.
Okay. You want to see the coolest tweet I saw this week?
Yeah.
Eli Apple plays for the Bengals, right? He's the one that tipped the last pass.
Giants.
Well, he used to play for the Giants. Oh. But he's the one that tipped the ball that caused the Titans to lose, interception, whatever.
Bad memories.
You going to ask KB about that?
No, I'm not going to ask him about that exactly. But
so about the final play.
He's his mom wants tickets to the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Well, on secondary markets, they're like $1,500, $3,000, $4,000, $17,000. And she tweets out, tickets to the AFC Championship game is way too expensive. And someone replied, hey, you need to tell Eli Apple to pay for it. And Eli Apple replied, mama can watch it from the crib. Like, I ain't paying
that
much.
Did they know that that was his
mom?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's so funny that, like, everybody's trying to get him to pay for her tickets. He's like, I ain't paying that much for a ticket.
No, it's really cool, Eli. I'm sure your mom didn't sacrifice anything to raise you and make you who you are. Idiot. I mean, what, dude, if my mom asked for anything, I would give it to her. My mom gave birth to me.
Really? So you would rather pay something out of your financial
budget? Yes. I'm a millionaire. I'm a multimillionaire. Yes. Absolutely. If my mom really wants to go see me play, of course, I would pay anything to let her in that stadium.
That was deep, Coach.
Stupid. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard you read.
I laughed out loud like, mama can watch it from the crib. Like, I ain't paying $1,500 for a ticket.
You should have said that when he was born. Yeah, baby can stay in the womb.
We got to ask KB how many of his family members ask for tickets every Sunday.
That's a good question. We probably won't have time for that, though.
I'll probably forget to ask it.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, you'll probably forget to ask that.
I doubt it, Coach, that you'll be able to ask that.
On average, every weekend, how many fools hit you up for tickets, like, text-wise, you get rolling into your phone?
Oh, man. You know, I probably won't let you. I'll be probably hogging the interview, so I won't let you ask that question.
I cannot believe he said that to his mom.
KB!
You really think that's that bad?
Yes! Unless he's joking. You think he's joking?
He might be joking.
If he's joking,
because I would assume that players, even if it's at the opposing stadium, there's a player section for...
How many tickets do you think they get?
Two?
Just two?
That's what I would imagine. Player? And then you got to pay for the rest? But maybe they do have to pay for them?
So Mahomes gives his to Brittany and Jackson?
I mean, he gets a whole suite. I mean, his parents are there. I mean, when you're the star quarterback, you get your own suite.
Oh, so you think quarterback gets more than punter, kicker?
Yes.
No, Coach.
Absolutely.
Dude, I thought they're all equal. Thought America's equal.
Well, no, they're not all
equal. Not like
that,
Coach. Not like that.
I mean, they all play a role in the team, but some people are more important. Right. You know, the star player.
You know, quarterback is the only player that always touches the ball every play.
About the defense?
Oh, that's the center. My bad. Yeah. I knew I screwed that up.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, I just said the quarterback,
but
Coach.
Not if it's overtime, Coach, and if you're the opposite quarterback.
And not if they do the wildcat.
Oh, the wild cock. Sorry, guys. Oh, mine was somewhere else.
Watch them. They're doing the wild cock.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
right, look, hey, Byard's on the phone. Byard is on the phone.
Right now?
Yeah, let's you ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'll make sure the audio is HD quality.
What's going on?
Man, it looks like a nice house back there. Look at all those footballs. I mean, look at that. Football, helmet, INT.
A little man cave action, that's it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, hit it, Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the world-famous NFL player, Kevin Byard.
What you know about rolling down in the deep when your brain...
Let's go.
Like that intro.
Kevin, I mean, it's a rough week to be talking to you. You know, I don't want to talk about the sadness, but as a player, you lose, you're eliminated from the playoffs. How long does it take for you to get over it? Is it like, oh, I walk out of the locker room, there's my family, I'm good? Or is it going to sting for a long time?
No, it definitely takes a while. For me, it usually takes at least a month. And obviously, you know, you kind of go through phases. I mean, obviously this year I'm going to be able to play into the Pro Bowl. So, you know, that'll be a part of the grieving process. I'll be able to go out there and still play football, play with a lot of cool guys, enjoy some time with my family. But it usually takes a little bit of while, especially when you put so much work, you know, starting in March in the offseason training, and then you go through the season, there's so many ebbs and flows, it's up and downs, and then you work so hard, and you get to a point where, you know, everything you work so hard for is kind of right in your grasp, and, you know, you usually lose the way you lose, and it sucks, man. But eventually, after about a month, man, you kind of put things in perspective. You kind of reflect on the year we've had as a team and, you know, and individually. So I'm still not over it yet, for sure.
Speaking of the Pro Bowl, how do you find out? I mean, as a player, you know, we see it. Adam Schefter tweets, oh, you know, Kevin Byard, he's a Pro Bowler. Does someone call you? Do you get, like, a special message from the commissioner? How does that work?
Nah, usually my agent usually tells me maybe a day or two beforehand, because I guess he kind of gets the inside first. So my agent usually calls me and tell me, and I kind of keep the news, you know, kind of on the hush. But, yeah, it's first from him, and then obviously the team ends up telling you, probably the general manager or something like that. So it's a pretty cool deal.
Now, after you get eliminated, do you go home and watch football? Do you watch the rest of the games? Watch the Bills, Chiefs, or are you just checked out completely?
Great question.
You're like, screw football, right?
Really good question.
Are you watching Real Housewives?
Some guys don't. I know some guys don't. Some guys just be completely checked out. But me personally, I'm a football fan anyway. So I watch all the games. And a lot of times it's kind of grieving for me just watching a lot of teams obviously play and still play football. But, you know, so I'm watching the Bills and Chiefs game. And obviously the Chiefs end up winning. So in the back, I was watching with my dad. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, man, this is supposed to be the rematch of 2019 AFC Championship game. Who's going to have them at home? The result's going to be different. So, and it's funny because as I was watching that game, that's when actually it sunk in for me that we actually were out of the playoffs and our season was over. I'm like, man, this is over with for us. Like, and obviously the next day we did like our little exit meetings and met with the coaches and things like that. We call it a trash bag day where everybody's cleaning out their lockers. It's kind of a sad day in the NFL.
Kevin, when you're done with the season and it's over, are you like, I'm going to straight to McDonald's, get a Big Mac, I'm going to get some chips, I'm going to get pizza? Like, how does your life change? And I'm not saying you just take the whole, like, 2 months off, but do you just kind of let yourself enjoy life a little bit when you're done?
Yeah, I do. I would say I go straight to McDonald's or nothing like that. But I'm like, the first 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like a big couch potato. Like, I want to literally just sit down somewhere in my house and just chill, watch Netflix. I'm finishing up Ozark as we speak. Yeah, man, I'm a huge couch potato.
So you watch the Bills-Chiefs game as a player, because everybody has arguments about the overtime rules, okay?
Seconds.
And I am so passionate that I have no problem with overtime rules, because guess what? Kevin Byard and that defense, you get played to play defense, and you can stop someone if you want to win the damn game. How do you feel about it?
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, I don't think – because me personally, this is how I look at it, because I've seen the proposals. It's like, you know, every team should be able to touch the ball and play it the entire quarter. A lot of times when you get into overtime, guys are tired, you're hurt. I mean, nobody wants to play 5 quarters. I mean, we already had to play, 17 games this year, and they're going to try to make it 18. Like, nobody wants to play a whole 5 quarters. I mean, that's not necessarily what I signed up for. If it takes 5 quarters, then I'll do it. But nobody wants to have to mandatorily play 5 quarters. You want to go out there, you have one drive, stop these guys, and then the offense go out there and score and win the game. Nobody wants to play a whole mandatory 5 quarters. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, because then I see people like, oh, let them play the whole quarter. And I'm like, well, then what if they're tied after that quarter? Oh, well, give each team a possession. So, okay, let's say the Chiefs go down and score, then the Bills score. Then what? Oh, then the next team that scores wins. No, it's the same damn thing then.
Exactly. Then that's kind of like how college, you see some games at college where it's like 7 overtimes. It's like, that's a long game. I mean, I'm a huge advocate for player safety. I don't think that's safe. I think that's ridiculous. And, I mean, I understand it from a fan's perspective. They want to see a cool game. They want to continue to let the game go because it's cool. But from a player perspective, no, sir. I'm not with that.
Dude, KB, this is Sizzin. My wife went to MTSU, too, so that's dope. I love that spot.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I want to know. So, like, I see the Predators players. They're all hockey guys. They'll go play golf together, I see on their Instagrams. Is there a sport you guys go do other than football all together or something like that?
I mean, not really. I mean, I would say that, you know, some guys, I mean, not me personally, I don't necessarily golf throughout the year. But I know some, you know, a lot of times it's usually like the specialists, you know, the punter, the kicker, the long snapper. Those guys tend to get together and play sports. I mean, most often than not, you know, we like to go out to dinner, you know, hang out in that type of way. Right. If it's a concert or something like that, we may go to a concert together. But I wouldn't say necessarily golf as a sport, because honestly, once we're out of the building, we don't want to do anything when it comes to sports other than football, because we do enough running around and stuff like that. So, but we do enjoy kicking it with each other for sure.
Kevin, when the game's over and you guys are going to go greet members from the other team and all that, like, what's your go-to? Do you go like, oh, crap, Tom Brady's over there. Like, I'm going to go say hi to Tom Brady. Or, like, are you look for friends first? Or how do you do it? Like, and who's the coolest person that you've met as far as playing for another team?
I mean, obviously Tom Brady for sure, but this is what I would say. So a lot of times on the other teams, I have players that I've obviously played against or played with. So obviously I talk to them. I got guys from my agency that I kind of look at as a family that I'm probably going to swap jerseys with, especially if it's another top safety or a top player from another team, you swap jerseys and things like that. But you also have the nostalgic things like Tom Brady. I grew up watching Bill Roethlisberger. When you have those kind of players and, you know, you walk up to them and they tell you that they respect you. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, I was a little kid watching you play, win Super Bowls. You talk, you respect me. It's like kind of starstruck. That's the kind of stuff that I go home and call my dad. Like, hey, dad, talk to Tom Brady. And he said he respect me. It's just like, you know, it's one of those nostalgic things. So it all depends on what teams you play and, you know, what players they got on their team.
When did you know you were going to be a safety? Like, did you want to be a quarterback? Like, when you were younger, do you want to be a running back? Or how did you get into being a safety?
Great question.
Man, when I started playing football, I was a quarterback. That's funny you said that. I was a quarterback. And, you know, I thought I was going to be the next Michael Vick or Brian Leftwich or something like that. So when I'm out there running around, my dad wanted to play quarterback too. And I got to high school and I started running track and I got faster running track. And, you know, my high school coach was like, hey, man, you look really good back there on them hashes. And, you know, I didn't really think nothing of it. So he started playing me on defense, but I was still playing quarterback. And so my senior year comes around. And, you know, I got some schools coming in and things like that, offers. And he said something to me that kind of stuck with me. He said, because I not only was I playing quarterback, I was playing receiver. I was doing a lot of stuff. He said, you know, you can find a lot of, you know, 6 foot. I think I was like 190, 195 pounds at that time, running the 4.4. He said, you can find a lot of those things, but you don't find a lot of safeties with the ball skills that you have that can do that. And I guess that was like the first time I ever made my first business decision to say, hey, man, I might be better off playing college football as a safety. I probably get, you know, better chance of getting drafted and make it to the NFL. And, you know, I'm here now.
Now, at what point did you believe you could make the NFL? Because you go to MTSU, which is not a huge football powerhouse. And Correct. So you go to MTSU, or you're just like, oh, I'm just going to college to go to college. Or you're like, I'm going to MTSU and somehow I'm going to get my name on the map.
No, I mean, you know, in high school, you know, I think for the most part of our guys, our biggest accomplishment was like, we want to go to the SEC, especially playing high school football in Georgia. It's like, we want to go SEC. And I actually had an opportunity to go Kentucky. They kind of pulled my offer, whole long story. But I'm going to MTSU. So now I'm just thinking like, hey, I mean, I'm just trying to go out here and make a name for myself, you know, get a good degree and things like that. But my freshman year, I had to make the freshman All-American team. And so I made the freshman All-American team. I'm looking at my stats. I'm comparing to other guys. And then I'm also watching the NFL draft. And I think at that time, I think it was Ha-Ha Clint Dix, Mark Barry, or some guys that got drafted the first round. I'm looking at their stats compared to mine. I'm like, damn, like, I'm putting up the same numbers. Like, if I can do this year in, a year out, year in, a year out, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go first round or nothing like that, but I'm like, man, I can get drafted. And so, honestly, I think that's when it clicked for me, and I just pretty much dedicated my whole time. I mean, I still had a little bit of fun in college, but I was really super focused on making the NFL because I'm looking at it like, man, this is what I came here for. I'm trying to come out here, change my family's life and things like that. So that's when I fully dedicated myself to think, like, hey, I can actually make it.
Yo, KB, this is Sizzin again. So our dude here, Lunchbox, you've been hearing him talk. And so he was at Walgreens one time and he ran into Julio. And I'm gonna play you this clip real quick. It's audio of him running into Julio. Here you go.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
And so that was him just outside of Walgreens. And so we were wondering, like, you guys just drive yourselves to Walgreens? Why wouldn't you have a runner or why wouldn't you have a driver or something like that?
There's no way you said that to Julio.
He did. I absolutely said
Julio. And there's more to that too, Kevin. Like Julio was buying Icy Hot. Like, does the Titans not give you guys Icy Hot to take home with you?
They sure do. I don't know where he was going buying Icy Hot at Walmart.
Kevin, here's the thing. I was there to buy milk because I got three kids, right? And I needed a gallon of milk, and it was in the off season. It was like a Sunday morning, and I was getting in the car, and I see him get out of his car and walk in Walgreens. I was like, damn, that was Julio Jones. I'm going to sit here and wait. And so I sat in my car and waited. And then when he came walking out, I got out and acted like I was walking into the store. And I was like, hey, man, Julio, no Julio. Tighten up, baby.
Now, that's hilarious. It was funny because over the years, I've obviously been with the Titans, just finished my 6th year. I'm the type of guy, you know, my wife tells me to go pick up my kids' prescriptions at Publix and not go to Publix. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. But I ain't going to lie. Over the past year or so, I guess I'm becoming more well-known.
Yeah, because when you keep making the Pro Bowl, yeah, when you keep making Pro Bowls, that's what happens.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So you just mentioned Walgreens. So this was during the season. And this is probably when I was like, okay, I'm stopped going to different places. So I was at Walgreens. And I think we had just won a game. I forgot what game it was. So I walked in. And, you know, you kind of walk into the Walgreens and somebody's coming out. It was a female. And obviously from the side of my eye, I peeked that she knew who I was. So she kind of stopped and kind of turned around. But I tried to ignore it, tried to play it cool, just kept walking. So I walked towards the back, and I think I was getting something for my kids, and one of the managers recognized me, would say, hey, good game last night, tighten up, boom, boom. But he kept it cool. Now, most people usually keep it cool. So I'm walking towards the front to check out, and it's like a line. It's probably like 5 people. You know, you got a couple registers, whatever, but it's only like one of them open. And the lady that was back there, a black woman, she was, you know, nice lady. She was, woo, tighten up. And like, she made it super awkward and everybody turned around trying to see what's going on. She's like, y'all know who that is back there? Like, she was being super extra. I'm like, oh my God, I almost want to drop stuff and just walk out.
That's what this guy did.
Going to one of those self-checkout things. And as I'm leaving, the same girl who was walking out of the store, she waited for me. And I guess she was talking to one of the managers, and one of the managers was like, hey, man, do you mind taking a picture with her? She's a huge Titans fan. I think she was like a nurse or something like that. And I took a picture with her. So it's funny because, like, when I used to go out to restaurants and stuff, people are tend to be cool, discreet. They don't really make a whole lot of noise. But you go to places like Walgreens or Walmart. Honestly, man, I got some real funny stories about people following me around stores.
Oh.
You know, just pretty much doing the most, doing the absolute most.
But that has to be a good feeling. That means you're doing something right. Yeah. You know what I mean? At least they're not yelling, hey, cut his ass. He's terrible. He's terrible. Get out of it. We don't want KB anymore. You know, at least you're not Jadeveon Clowney, who did nothing for the Titans, you know, and everybody wants you out of town.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, honestly, it does feel good. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's cool to, you know, have the admiration and, you know, people recognize. But at the same time, you know, like you said, you kind of have to change up how you move. Like, you can't, like, because I'm used to being able to go to Walgreens or Publix or pick up, you know, whatever I want to do. Me and my wife want to get some ice cream, and I go pick up ice cream real quick. And, like, you got to move different. Like, I don't have runners on staff or on, you know, on call to be able to send somebody to the store. Like, if I want to get some ice cream, I want to get some ice cream. But, nah, it is pretty cool. But like you said, I've dealt with people who literally see me walking in Walmart to get some dog food and literally jumped on Instagram Live.
Yeah, oh, come crazy. On.
The buyer walking in Walmart like he had Nike flip flops on and the joggers, like, I told you he was regular. I told you they don't be. I was just like, yo, man, like, because eventually you start thinking the security stuff, like, man, did this guy's gonna follow me all the way out to my car trying to rob me or something? Like, so, you know, it, like I said, it's cool to a certain extent, but sometimes people take it a little too far.
Now, as an athlete, do you listen to talk radio? Do you read? Because every athlete, oh, I don't listen to the press clippings. I don't, you know, I don't listen to what people say about me. But like Ryan Tannehill, everything this week is, oh, Tannehill's got to go. How do you look at that as a player? Do you listen to that? And do you think people are crazy? Like, get off Tannehill's back.
Yeah, man, So me personally, I don't necessarily just sit up at the house and watch like NFL Network or ESPN, those type of things. But obviously, you know, we all have social media. We have Twitter. So I can get on Twitter and that's pretty much like my news. That's like my CNN, my ESPN, everything. So yeah, of course we see it. I mean, even last year, 2020, I didn't have my best year. And towards the end, like right at the end of the football season, everybody was saying, oh, Kevin Bryant has the worst contract on the team. He, you know, we should think about getting rid of him and things. But so I see that type of stuff. Does it bother me to a certain extent? Because, I mean, not necessarily, because most people that's writing these things and things like that, they don't necessarily know the game of football the way I know it, at least. But yeah, even the whole Tannehill thing, I mean, I think it's just super tough because as an athlete, we are harder on ourselves more than anybody else would be. And after the game, you know, I think he stayed at the stadium for a few hours, like, because he was beating himself up about the game. And I understand it. But at the end of the day, like, I think when it comes to as far as fair weather fans, I'm not talking about your diehard Titans fans or whatever. People take for one performance and decide that, hey, this guy is sorry. He's trash. We don't need him anymore. But forget all the good that he's done since he's been here in 2019. I think if you look at stats wise, he's probably one of the top Titans quarterbacks in our history as far as stats and things like that, man. He's took us to the playoffs every single year. So, I mean, obviously, yes, he didn't play his best game. I think when you lose, nobody played their best game. But at the end of the day, man, we're going to ride and die for Tannehill. I love him as a quarterback. I love him as a person. And hopefully he'll be here next year and help us try to, you know, get this thing right and take us to the Super Bowl.
Kevin, in January, my buddy Gary Ashton texted me. He said, hey, do you want Kevin on the show? You know, we're doing this thing with him called Kicks for Kids. And he told me a little bit about it. And it turns out you guys raised a lot of money. You donate a lot, got a lot of shoe donations for kids. I think it's awesome that you do that. How important is it for you as an athlete and going into a community like Nashville to be part of the community, start working with these kinds of organizations and like give back? Because we're so blessed, right?
No, absolutely, man. It's huge, man. God has blessed me a lot in my life. He's given me and my family a lot of grace. So I think that it's only right that I end up doing the same for people that needs help. And I think that, like you said, being in the position that I am, being in the position of influence, I think that's the biggest thing that I can try to influence the next person or the next generation to give back. Because at the end of the day, none of this stuff is ours, man. It's almost like we're borrowing everything that we have, man. It's all about being able to give back because we can't die with anything, you know what I'm saying? So, but one of the most important things, even when I was a young kid and growing up trying to get to this level, I always said, if I get to this level, man, I want to be able to give back and show the younger generation that whenever you have some type of success, the most important thing you can do is help people, because that's what it's all about. It's about each one teach one. And that's kind of my thing. You know, me and my wife, we have our own foundation, the Byer Family Legacy Fund, and we do things year round just trying to, you know, extend God's grace that he's extended in our life.
KB, if I always heard a rumor that if you chuck the football, say you get a pick or something, and you chuck it in the stands, the NFL fines you $5,000. Is that true, or is it even a more extreme amount?
No, I think it is true. I mean, sometimes these NFL fines are kind of like wishy-washy because I've seen guys do it and don't get fined. Then I see other guys get fined. Like, I've seen a guy take a beer from somebody in the stands and drink it and got fined like $10,000. Like, I got fined a few years ago for running onto the star in Dallas. I got fined $10,000. So
yeah, don't do that crap. You deserve that.
You know, the NFL fines us for uniform violations. Like, for example, our socks are supposed to be pulled all the way up our knees. And, you know, in the game, you might make a tackle and your socks fall down. You might forget to pull it up. And you will get to the locker room on Wednesday and see you got a $5,000 fine for not having your socks pulled up. It's like, you know, I hope I don't get fined for actually talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, fines just come from everywhere.
Okay, so when people run on the field, Stephon Diggs laid that dude out the other night. Why don't you guys lay the people out? Because I want people to just get the crap knocked out of them so they'll quit doing it.
A lot of times, but we had a streaker run on our field this year. And sometimes you don't see it until it's like to the crowd. You hear the crowd gets loud. You look around like, oh, what's going on? That guy was stupid because he tried to run like directly in between the players. And like usually guys kind of run off to the side and just run around the field or whatever, like out of harm's way. So I ain't gonna lie, that was pretty impressive, Stephon Diggs. I was like, damn, I didn't even know he was hitting people like that. That was pretty cool.
Well, hey, Kevin Byard, we really do appreciate yes, sir. It. Hey, and sorry, good luck in the Pro Bowl. Enjoy it, soak it up, enjoy your time in Vegas, win some money, take the wife out to a nice dinner, and we really do appreciate the time.
Quick question, should I bet on the Pro Bowl? Like, do you guys play really hard, or are you just there to have fun?
Yeah, most guys are there just to have fun. I wouldn't advise you to bet on the Pro Bowl. Right. My first year going to the Pro Bowl in 2017, half the guys didn't even show up to the second practice. They got a little too lit the night before, so I definitely wouldn't advise you to bet on the Pro Bowl.
All right.
Hey, man, have a great day. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
All right, Paul, you guys have a good one.
All right, tighten up, baby.
Tighten up.
Yes, sir.
To Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Hey, that was pretty good, right?
The Julio.
Hey, he was pretty cool.
Hey, to Kevin.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, can we get more NFL players? Those guys are good.
I mean, that dude was great. I mean, he was so chill. And guess what?
What?
He's all about those overtime rules, isn't he? He doesn't have a problem with it.
He agreed with me.
I love it when people agree with me.
Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy how the players that actually play the game?
He's on defense. Of course he's going
to
go with that.
Coach, I know you're a player. You know what they're going through.
Lunch set it up to go, hey, you're on defense, so it should be you guys stop him, right? And he's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm on defense. I want to stop him. No, I think both teams, I mean, of course he's going to say the defense should stop.
Ask Josh Allen. Ask Josh Allen what he thinks about it.
I think Josh Allen would be the same way, but that's what I'm saying. Kevin Byard can lose his whole season just on the same type of situation. And he said, look, us players, we don't want to keep playing. We've already played four quarters. The injury factor, the fatigue factor, everything about it is not good for business.
I love the fact that he heard you act like a dumbass in front of Julio Jones.
I mean, right, that was so solid. That was a great idea.
And he's like, no, dude, I don't know why he doesn't get icy hot at the stadium, man.
because there's no way you said that to Julio. There's no way. Yeah. And I mean, I absolutely said that to Julio. That was great. I mean, that was a fun interview.
Dude, I also wanted to ask him stuff like, man, Tannehill, he was getting intercepted so much. Like in practice, you guys just intercept him all the time?
Hey, Coach, that's a good one. You totally should have.
I also wanted to say, does every NFL player get to park inside the stadium, or like punters and kickers, long snappers, they like park in parking lot A or something?
Save that one, dude. That's a good question.
Save that one. And it's a great question. Like, hey, in practice, did the coaches tell you not to intercept the ball so you don't ruin his confidence? In practice, like, do you actually tackle Derrick Henry?
That would have been a good question. Dang it. We should ask him if he's had to tackle Derrick Henry before.
That's a good question.
I just thought of that.
Hold on, let me get him back on.
Hold on. Hey, Kevin, you there? You still there, Kevin?
He's already out of character. He's like, man, those guys suck, dude.
Those are idiots, man.
Oh, man. So, you want to just pause it there?
Yeah.
All right, pause it there and we'll start. Hey, we got Kevin Byard done with that. Now we got another celebrity on the phone.
Another celeb?
Hey, guys, I line up interviews for the big AFC and NFC championship games. I bring you the hard hitting interviews. Pulled up, Ray. Welcome. Yeah, the one and only Batter's Box.
Box?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I fell asleep, guys.
What the?
Hey.
This is the celeb we got?
Coach, he fell asleep during your short stories that you were telling.
Hey, can you go ahead and hit his introduction?
Oh, God. I was on hold for like an hour.
All right, guys. This is the...
Did you go through puberty in that hour? Why'd your voice crack?
Lunch wants me to play this clip. This is the famous Batter's Box.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box here with a special.
No, you don't have to do the whole thing.
Hey, Batter's Box. Hey, before you hang up today, can we get a new recording of your Batter's Box?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Hey, So you're a big San Francisco 49ers fan.
No, what,
what have the last 3 weeks been like for you?
Ask that again.
What have the last 3 weeks been like for you?
Hey, kid, I am too.
They've been incredible, kid.
Hey, do you talk to Keith a lot? Because you guys are both Niners fans. Are you constantly talking?
No, he's impossible to get a hold of, so it's very hit or miss.
I only got a landline, kid.
Okay, but tell us about what is on tap for this weekend. I want to know what your routine is, because you keep the same routine.
What's the routine?
He's not on the team.
He thinks he is.
Coach, that was funny, Coach. Oh. Hey, I Chargers, heard for the last game, didn't you get hammered?
Nah, I mean, you know, I don't know about that.
Okay, what about the game before that?
I mean, there were some beverages.
What about the game before that?
There was also some beverages falling there, too.
Coach, that video of you and your wife, though, I can barely understand what you're saying. Niners.
Hey, no comment. I couldn't even tell you what it says because I haven't watched it back.
You don't even remember taking it. That's why.
So, his wife was like, hey, their son is in kindergarten. Like, we need to take him to get a haircut. And he goes, can't do it this week.
Oh, don't cut the hair.
Superstitious.
No, I'm very superstitious, just like Pitts. Right?
We know so. You had a beard for 2 years. You look like a homeless person pushing a shopping cart.
Hey, that was my quarantine phase, all right?
Okay, so tell us, what do you wear? Like, how does the family get together? Tell us your routine at the house.
So the routine is I have the same beverage every week, right? The wife and I.
What is this? Well, what is the beverage? I mean, when you're telling a story, you need to tell us what it is.
It's a pina colada.
Yeah, San Francisco.
No, right now it's whiskey, okay? Same whiskey. Every week.
What kind of whiskey?
What kind?
Do you know how to... hold on.
Bland.
Do you know how to tell a story?
Bland.
Do you know how to involve details and, like, get us hooked on your story and say, we have beverages?
He's not a radio star like you, dude.
But,
poppycock? What kind of whiskey?
Did you never write a story in high school where you had to, like, give details?
I didn't really write them. You know, I probably just copied off somebody.
Sounds about right.
Finish the story.
I can't think of the brand right offhand. I didn't know if that was like against radio rules, dropping brand names, sponsored, all that stuff. I don't know.
Good.
But it's a Canadian whiskey that we got at Costco. All right. So same beverage every week. Same cup, same lid. It's in a tumbler. That's a 49ers tumbler with a, you know, a Yeti tumbler, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crown
Royal.
Everybody.
Or Canadian Mist.
Everybody in the family has the same wears the same clothes every week. Socks, underwear.
You haven't
pants,
changed
shirt,
since Saturday.
No, it's like a uniform, Coach. Like, we put it on right before the game starts, and then since we keep winning, we take it all off and we put it in put it away in the closet.
Got
in a
it,
special
Coach.
Area so you can keep it all organized. And that's me, the wife, the kids, everybody.
Got it.
We have our assigned seats on the couch.
Okay.
And we have the same snacks every week.
What are the snacks?
Wait, hold on. Before the snacks, where are you in the couch?
Yeah, the assigned seats. What if one of the kids doesn't want to sit in his assigned seat?
That's not even a choice.
Wow. You spank
them? Everybody's on board, guys. You don't understand. Like, they're all on board with us.
So where do you sit on the couch? Are you in the
couch
middle?
The couch is a sectional, so it's like an L. So from... Right is Ethan, then me, then Tanya at the curve, and then
so he's
Colin.
In the middle. He's in the middle.
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
You're crazy, dude.
Well, hey, what are the snacks that you have out?
Oh, you know, we got a little charcuterie board with some cheeses and some meats, and then we got a spinach dip. And
I mean, that screams San Francisco.
Is there anything with gold, like Goldschlager or anything, like with the 49ers?
Or like red salsa, you know?
Yeah, red.
No, we have like right in the front of the couch, we have a like a floor mat that's 49ers, and then we have a little plush 49ers football up on the TV. We tried the couch cover earlier in the season, but that wasn't going well, so we ditched it.
Do you ever watch the game with kid?
Past years, yeah, we've watched with kid, but he has not been around this year. So once you start the streak, you can't break it. So he is not invited. Available to come over here.
I'm sorry, kid. Dude, are you worried for Sunday's game? Because the Rams are the favorite. Jimmy G's been looking like basically a homeless person throwing the football. Are you guys at all terrified about this game on Sunday?
I wouldn't say terrified. I'm always nervous every game. I mean, I've been nervous every game in this streak so far, but it's worked out. So I would say normal amount of nervousness, but we've had the Rams number so far, so hopefully that continues at least one more game.
How have you felt the morning after all of these games with your nervous drinking of the Canada whiskey from Costco Canadian that you don't whiskey. Know the name of it?
I felt great. Man, you wake up with a win. Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
So
right, you wake up, you're a little groggy, but you get in the shower, and then you start your day just like any other.
That's like you sound like an alcoholic. That's what my uncle used to say.
Hey, what is your opinion? I guess we're done with the superstitions, but what is your opinion on the Cowboys and Dak and how they ended the game with the 13 seconds?
Oh, man, that was beautiful. What a great play call. the Cowboys, man, they have so much talent, but I just feel like they're very unorganized. They don't know what they're doing, and I think they've underperformed, mainly because of their coach.
That's the opposite of you guys, no talent and just getting lucky. That's pretty cool.
I mean, no talent? Are you crazy?
No talent, overperforming. Good job, man.
Debo.
And that's it.
Warner, Bosa.
Coach, you guys all had broken legs at one point during the game. I mean,
against Green Bay. Everybody was limping off the field.
I mean, I don't think anyone's healthy going into this game.
Yeah.
Well, I think somebody got frostbite.
How does that make you feel as a Cowboys fan? I mean, you have like all the best offense in the world and all the talent, and you can't put it together.
Well, we'll figure it out, man. We got a whole offseason.
Hey, if Antonio Brown said he was available and you guys agreed to terms, would you be happy with Antonio Brown on your team?
Hell no. No. Pass.
Okay.
How come you're not going to Los Angeles for this game? I mean, you packed up the family and went to Arizona when it was imperative. And
that was terrible. And then you never answered our call after that.
Yeah, you never answered our call after you lost. I mean, why aren't you going to L.A.?
Hey, it didn't work out, so maybe I'm bad luck in person because I've seen two Niners games in person, 0-2. So. Might have to scrap that.
Hey, Batter's Box, you know what happens when the sun comes up?
You see L.A.
Hey, we talked about this topic on The Big Show. Do you think the Super Bowl needs to be moved to Saturday or no, Monday should be an off day?
I think Monday should be an off day for sure. Got to keep it on Sunday.
Hey, what do you think about the overtime rule?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. No, he said. I told you he sent me those stupid ideas.
I liked
so
it. I thought it was good.
Me
instrumental.
Too. Me too, man.
Look. I was gonna tell you. I forgot, but I was gonna say first thing is we're talking about overtime. I'm hanging up.
Well, there he goes.
So you can tell they've gotten in fights before overtime.
For sure. Oh man, I just said I'm like you're an idiot. I can't handle it.
Lunchbox, he is the guy that doesn't like change. Everything needs to stay the same because that's the way it's always been done.
Man, that's weird, Joe, because we just got Batter's
Who's
Box.
Joe?
Whoa!
We just had Kevin
Joe
Byard.
Montana, I get it.
Yeah,
what's
Joe Montana.
Call you Gibbles next?
We just had Kevin Byard on, and he plays in the NFL, and he's like, I got no problem with the rule.
Let me tell you something, Dan.
Like, I got no problem. I got no problem with the overtime rule because we don't want to be playing 5, 6, 7 quarters. It can't do it. The injuries, the fatigue.
Well, he didn't say all that.
He absolutely said all that.
Imagine that. Lunchbox asked a defensive guy about the defensive worthy overtime.
If you're going to quote someone coach.
I should settle it. I mean, Kevin Byard said so, whoever the hell that is. So we should just.
He's a two-time Pro Bowler. Yeah. How about that?
Why would you bash our interview?
Yeah, why would you? Why would you bash him?
That was our biggest.
He's gonna listen back to this and be like, "Who the hell's this batter's box?"
Yeah, take that back, man. He's
like, come across the middle, batter's box. See if I clean your clock.
He's like, I got it, batter's box. I just googled it. Balcony's Little League.
Let's go,
batter's box.
He's the drunk guy down in Austin.
I'm pretty sure that No Teeth Keith's his favorite player on the Niners is Kid. And then who's your favorite player on the 49ers?
Debo.
Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite player is Kittle. For
what?
Sure.
How is it not Debo? He's the best player that you have.
Kittle, I think he likes Kittle because Kittle does the dirty work. Kittle, I mean, his stats may not be amazing, but he blocks. I mean, he is so good.
Why not pick a lineman then? Pick an offensive lineman. I'm sure there's one that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent Williams. He's amazing.
There you go.
Why not the kicker? He won the game for you.
I mean, I like them all. I'm just saying, like, my favorite is Kittle, man. He gets everybody hyped. He's the essential part of that offense. Man, he blocks. I mean, when he's out of the game, our running game is probably half as good as it is.
Who would you rather play?
He makes everything go.
Hey, who would you rather play as your quarterback? Since Garoppolo's been so bad, would you rather have this bad version of Garoppolo or Trey Lance?
I mean, right now I've got to stick with Garoppolo, man. He's done it before. He's stable.
Who would you rather play in the Super Bowl?
Dude, Garoppolo throws more interceptions than Tannehill.
Yeah, he's frustrating sometimes, but I feel like he can pull it through.
Who would you rather play in the Super Bowl? This is your last question, well, then we're hanging
not,
up on
he's
you.
He's not playing.
Because no one, everyone is bored out of their minds.
No, that was during
what
Eddie's short
about?
Stories.
Coach, come on.
I mean, you sound like
coach,
you've been hitting that whiskey
I mean,
this morning.
What about the breaking news? The Bears got a new coach.
I thought he got a GM.
Oh. Thank you, Instagram.
They just hired a new coach.
Are you going to tell us who you would rather play in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I want the Chiefs.
You want the Chiefs to win? That's a good pick. I'll tell Pitts.
No. I need the revenge. We need to beat them this time.
Revenge porn.
You want to get the championship? You got to beat the best, right? So.
You probably want the easier road, coach.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you Googling?
I mean, as long as we're there,
I'm looking
care.
To see who our head coach is.
Sean Payton?
No, we got the Colts defensive coordinator.
Sorry, guys.
Matt Eberflus.
I didn't prep
hey,
before the show.
Congratulations, Batters Box. You got Matt Everthrust.
That's cool. You guys got the guy that waxed that got waxed by the Jags.
Hey, that's a good get.
Here's
dude.
The thing.
Good get.
You know how happy I am about this hire?
You're not.
I'm absolutely happy because it's not
you don't
Jim
sound
Caldwell.
Happy.
It's not Dan Quinn
Lovie
who
Smith.
Sucks. Dan
Excuse
Quinn
me?
Sucks.
Excuse me?
No, he's a good defensive coordinator.
Well,
he's not a good
yeah.
head coach. In Atlanta, he was good because he had Kyle Shanahan running the offense. And he had Kyle Shanahan left, he didn't know how to run an offense. The team fell apart.
What about Sean Payton?
Sean Payton can't go to the Bears. You understand that he's under contract with the Saints. And you told me you have
so
why he's going to be the Cowboys head coach. Go ahead.
Does Batters Box
so
want to hear this?
Yeah, what?
Exactly. He just said he's happy. Does he sound happy to you, Batters Box?
No, he's like yelling at you guys.
No. I like it when I don't know who the guy is, so it's not just some retread. I don't want to get Dan Quinn. I don't want to get Jim Caldwell. I mean, this is what NFL teams do.
Who do you want? Urban?
Exactly. It's not Urban Meyer. What NFL teams do is one guy gets fired, guess what? He just goes to the next city. Yay, cool. I would have liked Brian Flores. I thought he was pretty good, but he's going to go to
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, God, no. When the Cowboys hired him, I came on this podcast and said, Jason Garrett 2.0, and now people are starting to see the light. But I am happy with this hire. The Colts D is really good. The Bears are known as a defensive team. Now we just need to get an OC that's going to develop Justin Fields, and we are on our way.
They
boys.
Were known as a defensive team when they had Butkus, coach.
Matt Eberflus. Welcome to Chicago, Matt Eberflus.
The monsters of the Midway.
Yeah. Hey, Eberflus.
And that was in the 30s, coach.
You don't guys be mad.
Breaking news.
What?
The Bears need to be the first NFL team to have a head coach that's a woman.
Oh, my God. What?
What's the breaking news, Batters Box? You're pregnant?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
No, Ben Roethlisberger announces retirement.
Shocking.
I mean, we that's not breaking news.
We should have done that 3 years ago.
I mean,
well,
smash cut in 3 years. Ben Roethlisberger's 380 pounds because he doesn't. I mean,
coach, jeez.
That's not going to be. Dude, he didn't get in shape in football. Imagine when he doesn't have games to play. He's just going to be sitting on the couch. Bleh.
That's a little rude.
Oh,
coach.
That reminds me. I got to hit up Dodd. I know where his place is on Lake Oconee, and Roethlisberger's for sure going to be in the backyard.
Well, then you all should go.
He's going to be hanging out there all the time.
If you play that course, you can see his house on 14.
I mean, we act like Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, when you watch the telecast of his last few games.
I watched the broadcast, not the telecast. To, coach.
But it's already over, Eddie. You can go
the
back
telecast?
And watch.
I will not be watching that.
Dude, Big Ben's for sure going to be in a beer league softball league, right?
Come on,
sure.
Coach. But I love the way they just slurped Ben. He's such a good guy. Oh, my gosh, Big Ben, what an amazing human. I don't think so. I don't think he's that amazing of a human.
Dirty burger.
Yeah, dirty burger. As Amy from
issues with some fast food bathrooms, right?
He had an issue with a girl in Colorado. He had the issue with the girl in the bar in Ohio. I mean, he had a lot of issues with some girls and alcohol and doing things he ain't supposed
to.
Keep him away from Urban.
Okay,
keep him away from Urban.
That would have been a deadly combo.
Dude, somebody said Urban's like running his bar and grill. He's like the general manager up there now.
But hey, but Big Ben is going to the Hall of Fame. Congrats on a good career. See you later, Big Ben.
I want to go
now,
see
now, Eddie,
him.
You teased us, deep tease.
Yes.
You have inside sources about the Cowboys head coach.
Guys, this is huge. I have a friend of mine who played golf one time with Sean Payton. And as they were playing golf, my friend said, hey, I gotta confess something. I'm a Cowboys fan. And Sean Payton goes, I love the Cowboys. I love Jerry Jones. I used to coach with Jerry Jones. Every time I go to Dallas.
How did he get partnered up with Sean Payton?
He says, every time I go to Dallas, I have dinner with Jerry Jones. And I get the most expensive steak. And I tell Jerry, this is why you can't afford me. So that means one thing, boys. He wants to go back to Papa. He's going to the Cowboys.
So are we talking in 2 or 3 years?
Coach, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what the contracts are.
You're not?
I don't know what the deals are.
No, but you said he's going to be the next head coach, so I'm just trying to figure out when we can expect this announcement.
Hey, when it comes out, we'll have Batters Box.
Did your friend's secretary's boss's son have any other information?
No, Batters Box. But hey, when Sean Payton announces that he's going to be the next head coach of the Cowboys, can we have Batters Box on to do the breaking news? Since he gave us two while he was on one little segment?
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
I'm telling you.
I know somebody that saw Urban Meyer, who Sean Payton, it was at a country music concert.
That was me.
And he came out of the backstage.
With
like
two No. He walked out of a bus with two hotties.
Well, did you let me finish it?
Well, I saw it with my own eyes. Why are you telling the story?
And he walked out with two hotties.
He just told the same story. Fly job, baby.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Hey, Ray, you want to play this Big Ben retirement video?
No, coach, but hit me with it.
I will send it to you right now.
What up, Batters Box?
I said, was Jerry Jones in the bus?
Hey, no. Batters Box, are you at work? Like,
it was
what are
in
you
Nola,
doing?
I think.
What are you doing at
yeah,
11
I'm
a.m.?
I'm at work at home.
Well, because the last time you were at work, this is what it sounded like. It's not the same audio.
What up, everybody? It's Batters Box here.
That was the work bathroom, and this audio sounds different.
Is he just telling us he got laid off?
No, I'm working.
And that's sad. Like, I mean, hey, like, that's awkward,
boss,
right?
I'm sorry, dude.
You're seeing the effects of the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't go to Vegas,
COVID
man.
Pandemic, man. Everybody's working from home now.
Yeah. Why didn't you go to Vegas, dude?
There was a lot of reasons.
Okay. Hey, we got time. Go ahead.
Hey, we ain't talking about that.
Coach, and also, Lunch just sent me a 2-minute video of Big Ben.
We don't have time for
hey,
that.
Hey, we can start playing a little bit. I mean, we played your Derrick Henry one that had no words.
Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, University of Miami.
I don't know how to put into words what the game of football has meant to me and what a blessing it has been.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I know with confidence I have given my all to the game.
He's reading the script.
I am overwhelmed with gratitude for all it has given me. A boy from Findlay, Ohio with NFL dreams. Developed at Oxford.
Hold on.
We're done.
A bathroom in Georgia that turned tragic.
Play it up. Turn it up.
All right. I'm skipping ahead.
When I was a little boy, friendships I have back gained. In Little League.
I appreciate you and our shared commitment to wearing the black and gold with pride and dignity. Putting that jersey on every Sunday with my brothers will always be one of the greatest joys of
sometimes
my life.
Sometimes Monday and also
to
Thursday.
Steeler Nation, the
true.
Best fans in all of sports.
Some Tuesday games.
Thank you for accepting and supporting me as your quarterback over the years.
20 seconds.
Didn't accept
football
you.
Has been a gift, and I thank God for allowing me to play it, surrounding me with great people and protecting me through to the end. Yeah. With love and honor.
He's taking his name tag off his locker. Get out of here.
They'll do that for you, dude. You don't have to do that.
No, he had to take it off himself, dude. What a joke.
Is that it?
That's it. Hey, who's winning this weekend?
Huh?
Who's winning the games?
And not the Niners.
All right.
Ray, who's
winning? You've been saying that every week.
Who's going to the Super Bowl, Ray?
I already said Chiefs, but, dude, I don't know. Having batter's box on, the Niners beat the Packers, beat the Cowboys.
That was last week, Coach.
I know. I mean.
And the Canadian whiskey, the same spot on the couch.
That's what I'm saying. Because
the same snacks.
Because
same
of clothes. The superstitions.
Same underwear.
They're going to be doing it. Almost just seems like no teeth year. I almost think the Niners cover. I don't know if they win, but cover.
You're looking at a Kansas City Chiefs, LA Rams Super Bowl. Easy breezy.
Everybody's saying that, though.
Well, Coach, that's
exactly.
what it's going
and
to be.
And that's why it's
going to
be the Bengals and Niners.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Hey, Eddie's been saying the Niners are going to lose every week, so
yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Well, eventually they will batter the box.
Hey, if it's Bengals and Niners.
I mean, no one's watching.
You talk about the worst Super Bowl in NFL
I mean, even when it
what
was.
No,
about?
I like your
the
Niners.
Exciting, dude.
I'm talking about the
Dude. The Bengals are exciting. They're high flying.
Even
the
when it Bengals, was Boomer versus Montana, that was a boring
dude,
Super Bowl.
The Bengals aren't even the most watched team in Ohio. I mean, come on.
I don't even think Cincinnati likes
they're
the Bengals.
More entertaining than the Browns. Come on.
Dude, listen, the Cincinnati Bearcats are better to watch.
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Thank you.
The Miami of Ohio.
Thank
Ben Roethlisberger.
You.
Red Hawks. I don't even know if they're the Red Hawks. All right.
Bowling Green.
That's Kentucky,
that's
Coach.
Kentucky, man. It's not Ohio.
No, there's a Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay.
Please be one.
All right. I mean, I don't know why Batter's Box stayed on.
We need a new, hey, everybody, the Batter's Box.
I mean, he got to chime in on everything.
All right, you ready, Batter's Box?
Hey, Bowling Green, Ohio. Eat my ass.
Coach, I'm sure, put in Bowling
man,
Green, Maine.
I want to eat that ass, man.
Yeah, why would we eat your ass?
I'm not going to eat your ass, but thank you.
Hey, that's where the next convention's going to be, Bowling Green, Ohio. It looks like a bustling economy.
Coach, you got to stop saying eat my ass.
That's what all the kids are saying now.
Well, his ass.
All right, Batter's Box, here we go. Ready?
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Instrumental.
Hey, everybody, it's Batter's Box.
Nah, we keep the original one.
We'll keep the original.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, work on it.
The original was more lispy. We'll keep that one.
Let's go.
All right, have a good weekend.
Later, pimp.
Oh, quick. Hey, real quick, Batter's Box, have you seen any good trees lately?
No, man. It's like cold in winter out.
Yeah, you're
No. When it cold in winter, it got to 55 at his house the other day. He's like, dude, it's freezing cold.
You're an idiot.
I'm like, you are so stupid.
It's so cold here. It's so cold.
All right, see you, man.
We turned the heat on the other day.
Okay, see you, man.
Okay.
I mean,
later.
Did that end any more awkward?
I love that, dude.
You like that guy?
Yeah, yeah
you think
man.
People enjoyed that?
We're the same age. We grew up the same way. I mean, he's a Montana fan. I was a Montana fan.
We know that's a password.
Okay.
I mean, that's my dude, man. Coach.
What the All right.
Let's go home.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Goodbye. Man. Hey, go Rams, go Chiefs.
Nah, go Niners, go Bengals.
So stupid.
Go Niners, go Bengals.
That'll never happen.
And he's only doing that because of Pitts. That's
exactly.
Wrong, that's
wrong. No, and all of Kansas City fans. And I want Brittany Mahomes. And what I want
Rest
to call
in
her,
peace.
I almost called her Murphy again. Gosh, she's so annoying.
All right. Goodbye. All right. God, that was a hell of a show today.
Dude, I thought Kevin Byard was great. And then we go from him to Batter's Box. Oh, it was like, oh, we're way up here, and then we're way down here.
Hey, were my documentary stories really like?
I thought they were pretty good. Thank you. I thought they were great.
Try bringing that on the big show, dude.
I thought the Eli Apple was pretty good, and you were like,
no,
a jerk.
It was good, but that's a jerk thing to say.
I mean, I can't believe you were so mad at him.
Oh, don't do that to your mom.
Ask yourself this. Would that short story have been accepted on the big show?
Probably not.
Why did,
but this
why
whole podcast
you,
wouldn't have been accepted.
I mean, why Batter's Box wouldn't have been accepted.
Then
on
why
there.
Did you bring him to the podcast?
I mean, would Eat My Ass be accepted on the big show? Point me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Point Eddie.
Oh, my gosh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.